Well, even though I didn't write these questions, I hope I can read them properly so that I make them a little easier, because everyone is blaming me apparently for making them too hard. So hopefully they'll be easy. The rules are easy. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly, $2,000 if they get them all right.
Mm-hmm. Heather, it's not your fault. It's all going to come down to how well Jason in South Lyon does. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Jason, are you ready to win some money?
I am ready.
All right, so you know the rules. If you don't know a question, pass. And if there's enough time, we're going to get back to it. Are you ready to play?
Ready to go.
All right, here you go. Your time's going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. What number does Aaron Judge wear for the Yankees?
4.
Who did the Pistons play last night?
Boston.
What is the capital of Pennsylvania?
Harrisburg.
The Arizona Coyotes became this NHL team beginning this season.
Utah.
She had the 2009 hit Party in the USA.
Miley Cyrus.
Who plays Venom in Venom, The Last Dance?
Pass.
What is 56 divided by 7?
8.
What team has the most World Series championships?
Yankees.
Jim Costa grew up in which city?
West Bloomfield.
Who started at quarterback for Michigan last week?
Warren.
Who plays Venom in Venom, The Last Dance?
Let's see, we got you with 6.
Not bad.
All right.
There you go. Yeah, 6 is $150.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'll take it.
There you go. Nice job, Jason.
Thank you.
Put you on hold. Make sure we get you paid. 2 Grand Slam brought to you by Femininio Law. Do I give off West Bloomfield vibes?
The main streets? I don't know. That's Gators?
I have no idea.
He talks about, the main streets of West Bloomfield or okay. Bloomfield Hills.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's a guess. It's a local guess.
It is a guess in Metro Detroit. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. But you got to know.
But we're not really sure. I mean, the rumor is that you grew up here. We're not really sure.
I mean, it doesn't sound like
it. It doesn't sound like it, no.
Because of Bronners?
Well, I mean, there's just a lot of things about
Canada.
Michigan. I totally forgot about the whole Canada thing.
Yeah, I did too. Let's go through this. 2 Grand Slam. Question number one. Aaron Judge does not wear the number 4 for the Yankees. He wears the number
99.
Yep. The Pistons. Yes, they're playing basketball. Who do they play last night?
Well, they are participating in games. They played the Miami Heat.
Now 0-4. Are you starting to think we're going to have one of those 10-game losing streaks we said they
right
wouldn't
off the
have?
Bat, yeah. No.
They had 2 wins at this point last year. Capital of Pennsylvania is?
Harrisburg.
Yeah, he got that right. The Coyotes are now in Utah. Mm-hmm. 2009
with hit. No mascot. That's why it's a Utah Hockey Club.
Oh, Utah Hockey Club. 09 hit Party in the USA, John.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, got that right. Venom in Venom, The Last Dance. I did not know this one.
I did not even know what this movie was.
Tom Hardy.
Is that Venom, The Last Dance, is that a Avengers movie?
Spider-Man.
Oh, it's a Spider-Man.
Well, it's in the universe of Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's about Venom's last season with the Chicago Bulls in 1998.
56 divided by 7. He paused, but he got it right.
Yeah,
8.
He did math in his head.
That's good. Most World Series championships. Thought that was a free space. He got it right. Yankees. I grew up in Livonia, not West Bloomfield.
One could say that Jim Costa's parents messed around in Livonia and found out what happened.
Found out what happens. Yeah, here's Jim.
Thank you for that. Who was quarterback last week for Michigan? Davis Ward.
Davis Ward, you got that one.
I don't want to think about them messing around in Livonia. Thank you for that. I'm sure that's not the only place they've messed around.
John,
we don't need to be doing that.
It could have been somewhere else. You just happened to pop out in Livonia.
Thank you. I'm uncomfortable. Coming up next.
Thought of mom and dad.
All right. Dan Campbell, 802. Coming up next, Dan Campbell foreshadowing. He was at the podium and, he could hardly contain himself.